Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Good morning once again to everyone. Today's exaltation, the topic is titled, A Tree is Known by Its Fruits. A Tree is Known by Its Fruits. I will be reading from the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 43 to 45. Be reading from the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 43 to 45. And I will read, For a good tree does not bear bad or corrupt fruit, nor does a bad corrupt tree bear a good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they gather grapes from bramble bush. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good. An evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Here is Jesus speaking to a group of people listening to him. And this verse is a simple truth about our natural world. And what does that mean? It means that if you see a tree and you see the fruit, you will know what kind of tree it is. If you see a mango tree and you see mango on the tree, you know this is a mango tree. So a tree is identified by its fruits. Now actually, in the original context of this scripture, Jesus actually was teaching and warning people against hypocrites. People who have put themselves in the position of leadership, playing roles as teachers and prophets. And Jesus is telling them that, Jesus is telling those listening to him that, by their fruits, you shall know them. By their deeds, you shall know who they are. You know, even as simple and straightforward as this teaching is, it has a profound meaning to us. And the meaning is this, is that the more we read scriptures like these, it brings us to a self-examination where we have to examine ourselves. Because like the scripture said, a good tree bears what? Good fruits. A bad tree bears what? Bad tree. A bad fruits. He also went on to say that a good man, out of the treasure of his heart, which means that our heart, which is part of our emotional being, has a treasure. And it can either be good or bad. Because it says here that a good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, brings forth evil. So, in our hearts, there is good, there can be good, there can be evil. Because out of it, out of what comes out of our hearts, out of our thoughts, comes the deeds that we put out there. So Jesus is making this analogy, you know, between our thoughts and our deeds with a tree. If a tree is good, it will produce good fruits. If the tree is bad, it will produce bad fruits. Like I said, it is profound in the sense that it brings us to self-examination. Just as the fruit of the tree reveals nature and the health of that fruit gives evidence of the tree's vitality, so the fruit of our lives offer evidence of who we are. I would like us to open our Bible to Luke chapter 10, verse 25 to 37. We all know this story. It's one of my favorite parables that Jesus gave. It's the parable of the Good Samaritan. And here, we further get to understand what a good, when a tree is good, it will produce a good fruit. Are we there? It says, and behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to test. That the lawyer tried to put Jesus to test. He asked, teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus answered him, what is written in the law? How do you read it? And the lawyer answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, and Jesus said to him, you have answered correctly. Do this and you will live. But he, that is the lawyer, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Now, let me explain this a little bit. What I gather here is that the lawyer knows, he knows the truth. But in his heart, he doesn't have, his heart is not producing a good fruit. Because that is why, even when he has answered the question, when Jesus has answered him, he still wants to justify himself by asking, who is my neighbor? Which he already knows, but he wants to put Jesus to test. So Jesus told this parable. Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now, by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, that was the man that was attacked, the priest passed by on the other side. So, likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was. And when he saw him, he had what? Compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And then he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And the next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back. Then Jesus asked, which of these 3 do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? And the lawyer answered, the one who showed him mercy. And Jesus said to him, you go and do likewise. Now, the moral of the story is this. First, a man was attacked. He was left dead. He was left half dead. Then a priest passed by, didn't do anything. Just like Jesus in the first scripture that we read, that a good tree does not A good tree produces bears good fruit, and a bad tree bears bad fruit. Like I said earlier, Jesus was teaching the people to beware of people who put themselves in a position of leadership as teachers and as prophets. Now we see in this parable a priest who is also a leader, right? Who carries a behavior, because when we see priests, we believe that they are good. But when the chiefs are down, that's producing a fruit, that is their deed. He saw a man dying, he didn't do nothing. Then we also know Levites. Levites are also religious people who could also be political. Who can, you know, back in the day in Israel, also went back and did nothing. But here comes the Samaritan, people who are looked down upon, who not only helped the dying man, but also went as far as saying, if there is need to do more, he's willing to do. That reminds me of a story that happened back in Nigeria. Because this kind of situations are rare and uncommon. And it goes on to tell us that, because Jesus said here that when the Samaritan journeyed to where he was, when he saw him, he had compassion. Meaning for us to produce good fruits, we must always have compassion in our hearts. We must have love in our hearts. Because without these, we can't produce good fruits. Now, going back to the story I wanted to, there was an incident that happened in the bank. Some armed men came into the bank, and they, came to rob the bank. So they killed, it was a big story there, in Nigeria. They killed, I think they killed about 7 people, because they were shooting sporadically in the bank. So 7 people died. But 2 women who were hit by bullets, survived. But after they took the money and left, in a country like that, you don't really have 911. So everybody ran for their lives and left these 2 women to die there. So there was this other man in the bank. Apparently, he was with the manager. So when they came out, probably when the robbers came, they hit somewhere. When they came out, he saw these 2 women. Already the police has not arrived because police in Nigeria, they're always late. So he took these 2 women. He didn't know them. In fact, those women were not even Nigerians. One was a Kenyan, the other one was a South African. And they worked for the Dutch embassy. So he took these 2 women, which was a risk, a big risk, because you don't do that. He took them to the hospital. Because when you get to the hospital, they will ask you all kinds of questions. And you must report to police. And if you are not careful, in doing that, the police might say you're the one who shot them. So he risked everything he had. He took them to the hospital. The hospital refused to admit them. The man had to go back to his house to get his, like when you pay off, your land, you get what is called certificate of occupancy. Okay. He went to bring his certificate of occupancy, just like the title is here, and gave it to the hospital, for them to treat those women. Glory to God, those 2 women survived due to the effort of that man. Why it was a big story then was because not only what that man did, was also because the bank manager, at the end of the day, was discovered that, he took out of the money. That was how we got to learn about the story. What we are known by the tree, we are known by our fruits, by the things we do. Because if we carry compassion in our hearts, if we have love in our hearts, we will exhibit it. It doesn't hide. We might say all we want about it, but our deeds will always find us out. It is what we do. That's why when we pray, we say, we ask God that we not only be the hearers of his word, but also the doers of his word. So as Christians, let us start considering our words and actions, particularly our actions, particularly our deeds, because we should be known by our deeds, not by what we say. Like they say, talk is cheap. and truly talk is cheap. So those are the things we should be considering are, one, is the fruit of our lives expressed in care of others? Do we care about other people? Or is it self-centeredness? We live in a world where it is all about me, me, how do they say it? Me, I, and myself. That's what we live in. But as children of God, we should move beyond that level. Is the fruit of our life expressed in care of others or in self-centeredness? Pastor always says, you cannot say you love God and you don't love your brother. It is not possible. It is not possible. You must love your brother. Secondly, the fruit we are producing, does it communicate generosity? Or do they send a message of greed and strife? The fruits we produce, the deeds, the actions we take, does it promote, does it communicate generosity? Or does it, do our actions promote greed? It is left for us to answer that. Number three. Are we working for justice for those who are on the margins by our actions? Do our deeds further alienate those already left out? What I'm trying to say here is, are we fighting for those who cannot fight for themselves? If we say we are children of God, we have the most powerful being. We should be able to fight for others. You know, I don't mean about protests and things like, no. When you see a brother who is down, it is our responsibility to lift them up. Number four, do we communicate gentleness? Because Jesus taught us all these things. He was gentle. At the same time, he was firm. Do we communicate by our actions? Do we communicate gentleness? Do we communicate peace? Or do our lives speak of chaos? These are the things we need to ask ourselves. Because if we have to produce that good fruit, these are the things we must ask ourselves. What do we communicate? How do our deeds communicate to other people? Jesus goes on to say that in that Luke chapter 6:45, a good person out of the store of the goodness of his heart produces good, but an evil person out of the store of his evil produces evil. And from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. So it is what is in our heart that we bring out. Those are the actions we take. More importantly, our heart is the center of our moral, intellectual, and spiritual life. There's this suggestion here that we can become aware of our heart choices by paying attention to what we talk about and where we invest our energy and our skills. It is very important. If we have to produce good fruits, these are the things we need to pay attention to. Let's look at Galatians 5:22-23. Are we there? It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, Against such, there is no law. Now, what the scripture is telling us is what I have been saying all along. The fruit of what? That spirit is the spirit of God. If we carry the spirit of God in us, we should have law. Because with law, we can produce good fruits. We should have joy. We should have peace. We should have long suffering. We should be able to persevere as children of God. We should be gentle. We should have goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Because against these things, there is no law. I've never seen where anybody is arrested for being kind. I've never seen. Well, as children of God, you know, sometimes we tend to do the opposite. I've never seen anybody being arrested for being gentle. Well, in Nigeria, sometimes they say if you are too gentle, things will pass you by. But that's not true. You know, they say, how do they say, the something dog eats the fattest bone. Not really. You know, because there's also saying that slow and steady wins the race. And that's true. You know, the race is not for the swiftest, but for he who endures. So as children of God, if we have to produce good fruits, we must have all these attributes. The words of Jesus remind us that truly moral living requires interior transformation. That's why the Bible tells us that. Except a man is born again. This is where we need to be born again and have all these attributes. And this, if we can project these attributes forward, these deeds, then we will bear good fruits. The kind of transformation that offers as his words continue to speak to us today. A tree can enjoy all kinds of external conditions that are ideal. Moderate rains, ample sunlight, and good temperature ranges. But without being fed by the rich nutrients in the soil, the fruit will not appear. And that's very true. We can enjoy so many things. We can be rich, we can be that, you know. But if we are not fed, the nutrient here is the word of God. And having the attributes of the fruit of the Spirit. We must be fed with the word of God day in, day out, so that we can bear good fruits. If we don't feed ourselves, nurture ourselves with the word of God, we can't bear good fruits. Because like, you know, the team said, a tree is known by its fruits. And as children of God, we want to be known by good fruits. True or false, we want to be known by good fruits. So in my conclusion, it says that if this simple teaching using a tree, as simple as it is profound, is a thing we should sit back and think about and meditate upon. You know, it should put us into deeper thinking, deeper meditation. As simple as it is, you know, that a good tree we produce good fruits. And a bad tree will produce bad fruits. What Jesus is actually saying is what is in our hearts. And if we have good thoughts in our hearts, we produce good deeds, just like the Good Samaritan. Just like the story I told about somebody who took, you know, two women to the hospital. We should go around, we should at work, at play, and wherever we have, go about good thoughts in our hearts. Because it is through those good thoughts we can do good deeds. I pray that as children of God, we will be known by our good fruits in Jesus' name.